Welcome to the 30-minute sitting practice. So, finding a position which for you is comfortable, in which you can feel fully supported by the surface that you're on. So, perhaps sitting on a chair, or on a firm cushion or stool on the floor. So allowing the pelvis to find a neutral position. So you have a stable base underneath you, from which the spine rises upwards, erect but not rigid or stiff, so that you feel aligned with gravity. Allowing the shoulders to be released. And perhaps tucking the chin down ever so slightly to release the back of the neck. Finding a comfortable place in which to rest the hands. Maybe on the lap or the knees, or even on a small cushion or blanket. You may wish to allow the eyes to gently close, if you're comfortable with that. Or perhaps relaxing the gaze onto a place on the floor in front of you. And sitting in a way which for you embodies a sense of dignity. And perhaps invites a sense of alertness. And awakeness. And acknowledging this transition now as we move into a mode of simply being, of non-doing. And becoming aware of simply being in your body in this moment. So perhaps you might notice those points where you make contact with the surface you're on. Perhaps a sense of pressure along your feet or your legs, or heaviness against the support you're resting on. You may become aware of the feeling of clothing against your skin. Maybe there's a sense of temperature or the play of air against your face. You might notice the posture your hands are in. Feeling that sense of gravity holding you, supporting you. And just opening to all the sensations arising from being fully in your body in this moment. And then when you feel ready, just allowing the attention to focus in now on the sensations of the breath moving in the body. Becoming aware of breathing. And perhaps just settling the attention on wherever you feel it the strongest. So perhaps you may notice it most at the nostrils. There might be a sense of the air passing in and out. Perhaps a movement, or maybe a temperature change. Or maybe for you, you may notice it in the chest area. Gentle rising and falling of the chest on the in and out breath. Or maybe it's in the abdomen, in the belly region. Perhaps there's a slight expansion and releasing. So noticing the sensations of breathing and allowing the breath to come and go in its own rhythm, not changing the breath in any way. Not thinking about or imagining the breath, but opening to the movements in the body, the physical sensations, and feeling the body move and being present for it. Just allowing it to come and go. And remembering that we're not trying to achieve anything in particular. We're not trying to fix things or make things different from how they are. Simply opening up to the present moment and our experience of breathing. And throughout this practice, opening to all of our experience as it arises, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And sooner or later, your attention will wander away from focusing on the breath. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's simply what minds do. You may wish to congratulate yourself. You've noticed this has happened. You may wish to acknowledge where the mind has gone, perhaps to the future or the past. Or evaluations, judgments. And then with a kindness and a care, just gently bringing the attention and opening out to those sensations of the breath as it moves in the body. Over and over each time, gently, patiently, but persistently guiding the attention back. Knowing that each time your mind wanders, it's an opportunity to bring patience and curiosity to your experience. And each time you bring the mind back, you're strengthening that mindfulness muscle. you're ready, inviting you to begin expanding the attention now around the sensations of breathing and out to include a sense of the body as a whole. Sitting here, breathing. So you may notice those points of contact with the surface you're on. Perhaps there may be a sense of clothing, the skin level, or air. You may notice temperature. Perhaps some parts of the body are warmer or cooler. You might notice the posture that the body is in. Or there may be particular points in the body in which sensations are arising. And as best you can, holding all of these sensations in your awareness, along with the sense of the body as a whole, and of the movements of the breath in the body. And knowing the body fully in this moment. Knowing the shifting and changing body sensations arising and passing. And also perhaps becoming aware of any judgments that might be arising about these sensations, whether they be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And over time, there may be regions of intensity or very strong sensations that start arising. And these sensations may repeatedly draw your attention. And if you do encounter these, you have a couple of options. The first is to mindfully move yourself to a more comfortable position. And in doing so, just being fully aware of that intention to move and opening to all those sensations as you do so. Or you may wish to allow these sensations to become the focus of your attention. Getting really curious about what exactly is this I'm feeling? What are the qualities of these sensations? Are they constant, fluctuating? Heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness? Is there throbbing, burning, tingling? Where exactly am I feeling this sensation? And really allowing yourself to know what it is that you're feeling. You may even wish to experiment with the breath and imagine breathing into this region and on the out-breath, opening and softening towards these sensations. maybe you might notice thinking about these sensations and judgments. Maybe you're turning away from or tensing against. Perhaps noticing arising and passing. And then, when you're ready, returning to a sense of the body as a whole. Sitting here, breathing. And now, letting go the focus on the body and the breath. And becoming aware of sounds. And seeing if it's possible to observe sounds simply as sensations. So becoming aware of volume, pitch, duration, tone. Obvious sounds and more subtle sounds. Sounds inside the room. Sounds outside the room. Maybe even inside your own body. Not so much seeking them out as best you can, just being open and receiving them as they naturally arise. And allowing them to arise in your awareness and go. Perhaps aware of the space between sounds. Maybe noticing if they have a beginning, a middle, and an ending. And noticing any tendency to name the sounds, to label them, and then perhaps to judge them. A sense of liking or disliking. And when you're ready, letting go the focus on sounds and opening up now to thoughts. And just as sounds arise and pass in our experience, so do thoughts. So opening up to thoughts as they naturally arise, develop, and go. Along with any emotions that might come with them. So perhaps it's thoughts about the future, maybe planning or fantasizing, worries, to-do lists, or maybe it's thoughts about the past, memories, regrets. Or maybe his evaluations or judgments. Or maybe thoughts about thinking. noticing perhaps that sometimes we might not realize we're thinking until after the thought is finished. Almost as if you're sitting on the riverbank and watching thoughts pass by like leaves on the stream. Or perhaps you're lying back in a field, your mind like the vast blue sky, and just watching the thoughts move across the sky like clouds. Just noticing this flow and stream of thoughts arising and passing as events in the mind. And if at any point you realize that you've become caught up in the current and flow of those thoughts, so you're no longer on the riverbank but standing there fully immersed in them, perhaps becoming aware of any emotions that might be arising, and also any body sensations that have come along with that. And then perhaps using the breath to re-stabilize your attention. And then when you're ready, opening up again to thoughts. And now you may wish to let go any particular focus of your attention and just opening up to whatever arises in your awareness, allowing things to arise and pass quite naturally. So perhaps you might become aware of sounds. In another moment, you might notice the breath or a particular sensation in the body. Or you might observe a thought. So all of the content of your experience arising like weather in the sky, and seeing if it's possible to rest in awareness itself, fully knowing whatever arises, moment by moment. And as best you can, just sitting, completely awake, not holding on to anything, not rejecting anything, not looking for anything. a kind of surrendering to whatever experience is offering you right now, whether that might be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Open awareness to the flow of our inner life. And every moment, a new moment to begin again. Continual process of seeing and letting go, seeing and letting be. And if at any point you feel lost or confused, knowing you can always come back to the breath as that stable anchor into the present moment. And then opening up again to whatever is arising when you feel ready. And in these last few moments, coming back to the breath now and observing the sensations of breathing. And as this practice comes to a close, perhaps taking a moment to acknowledge the time and effort it takes to be with yourself in this way. Perhaps congratulating yourself for intentionally making time for yourself to be who you fully are. And knowing that it's possible to open to your experience in this way at any point in your day.